Hello and welcome back to my podcast. Today we are going to be comparing the Cambodian genocide to the Holocaust. The Holocaust was in Germany, while the Cambodian genocide was in, you guessed it, Cambodia. Cambodia is in Southwest Asia and it is mostly land, while there are some rivers. Europe is also mostly land. It is in the north, so there are cold winters. But moving on from geography, we have the history. Cambodia became independent from France in 1953 after about 100 years under French rule. Cambodia's Prince Sihanouk was appointed leader and gained the power. While he was in charge, a civil war broke out in Vietnam between Communist North Vietnam and the South Vietnamese Army, which America helped. Cambodia tried to stay out of it by supporting both sides without the other's knowledge. Prince Sihanouk was put into a military group in 1970, and Lon Nol was appointed president of the new Khmer Republic, while Prince Sihanouk and his followers teamed up with an army organization called Khmer Rouge. Not long after, another civil war broke out. Pol Pot was the leader of Khmer Rouge and was elected prime minister. Pol Pot wanted to put Cambodia back to the beginning, pretty much starting it over, where everyone is a rural worker and Western technology is gone. This idea is what led Khmer Rouge to kill so many people. Germany had just gotten out of World War I, and they were facing a lot of prejudice. Most countries blamed them for the war, and Germany had to pay a lot of money, which sent them spiraling into a depression, not unlike many other countries at the time, which brings us to the economy. World War I sent many countries into a depression, and their economies were not great, to which Germany was no exception. Their economy was in pieces, and Hitler promised to help them, which is why so many people trusted him. Cambodia was also not in the greatest shape. Their economy began to decrease, but they refused help from the US and other countries. And that brings us to politics. Cambodia has a constitutional monarchy government, meaning they have a monarch that acts under the constitution. At the time, Prince Sihanouk was the ruler and Pol Pot was the prime minister and leader of Khmer Rouge, an army organization. Pol Pot and Khmer Rouge started taking over the government and started the genocide, but they kept it under wraps. Even the people in Cambodia didn't know it was happening. Similar things were happening in Germany because of the Depression. Citizens were upset and wanted change. Hitler spoke to the people and promised these things. He was elected chancellor and started to control the government. He also had a group called the Nazis, and this brings us to what actually happened. This will be explained through the 8 stages of genocide. The first stage of genocide is classification, meaning cultures have distinguished people into groups by ethnicity, race, religion, or nationality. Germany mainly distinguished two types of people, the Jews and Aryans. Jews were people with Jewish faith, while Aryans were white people who were believed to be the superior race. The same happened in Cambodia. Khmer Rouge wanted the country to go back to the beginning, so they targeted intellectuals, doctors, scientists, professionals, monks, Buddhists, religious enthusiasts, Muslims, Christians, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Thai people. But what is unique about the Cambodian genocide is that they didn't entirely target a specific group. No one was safe. One day you could be working with Khmer Rouge, and the next you could be sent to a death camp. The second stage is symbolization, being given names or symbols to classify the identity of the groups. Germany forced Jews to wear the Star of David, and Cambodia made people wear blue scarves. Cambodia also killed people who would wear glasses because they were seen as intellectuals. Stage 3, dehumanization. So one group denies the other's humanity and treats them as vermin and not seen as people. Propaganda was used to spread hate and fear of the group. Germany told people that Jews caused diseases and they were equated with diseases. Killing Jews was even made into a game. They used children as targets. The people in Cambodia were treated like dogs, fed little, and were tortured. Fourth stage, organization. A structure is in place, usually military, to conduct genocide. Often had groups that would conduct the killing. Germany had Nazis to kill the Jews, while Cambodia had Khmer Rouge. Both times, people were sent to death camps. The fifth stage is polarization. Propaganda and other extreme methods are used to divide people. Germany wrote books and had a lot of propaganda to say that the Jews were bad. They put up many different posters, banners, and graffiti saying that the Jews were bad and spreading/causing diseases. In Cambodia, people were killed if they spoke a different language or wore glasses because those people were seen as intellectuals, which caused fear to increase around. Preparation, stage 6. People are identified and separated out as different by race, ethnicity, religion, or nationality. People are also segregated. In Germany, Nazis forced Jews into ghettos and concentration camps to prepare them for death. In Cambodia, people that spoke different languages, had different religions, were seen as intellectuals, and could not handle the work, were killed. The unusual thing about this genocide, though, as I said before, was that pretty much everyone was able to be killed. One day you could be with Khmer Rouge, the next killed because of suspicion. It was actually quite common for Khmer Rouge supporters to be killed. Stage 7, extermination, mass killing. Germany had a systematic killing. People were killed in gas chambers, and mass graves were dug by Jews, and then they were killed. In Cambodia, there were killing fields, which is where people who were bad were taken to be killed. They were also buried in mass graves. About 1 million people were estimated to have died at these killing fields. An estimated of 2 million people were killed in total. The last stage, denial. People deny that the genocide happened and that any crimes were committed. In Germany, the Jews were forced to dig mass graves for where they would be buried. They also denied the genocide happened. Cambodia was similar. The U.S. and Cambodia tried to cover it up and denied it happened, which now brings us to how the U.S. was involved in both of these genocides. For the Cambodian genocide, the U.S. provided them guns and pretended that it wasn't happening. For Germany, the U.S. didn't entirely know what was happening and limited the amount of immigrants from Germany because they were afraid that they were going to take their jobs. Overall, the U.S. was not great in stopping these genocides. And finally, attention needs to be brought upon two amazing individuals. First, in Germany, Irina Sendler. She was a social worker during the Holocaust and snuck thousands of children out of the ghettos and saved their lives. From Cambodia, Francois Ponchaud was the first person to document and publicly talk about what was happening in Cambodia. He wrote a book called Cambodia's Gear Zero, which brought attention to the issue in Cambodia. Well, that is all I have for you today, folks. Thank you for listening and for helping to bring attention to these tragedies.